Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Tamar Jacoby is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Tamar is a friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's our top immigration expert in the Brain Trust. She is the president of Immigration Works USA. She is the editor of the outstanding book on this topic, Reinventing the Melting Pot. That means she edited the contributions, her own and the contributions of others, to create this book, The New Immigrants and What It Means to Be American. That's the subtitle. And as I say, she's our good friend. Tamar Jacoby, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Tim.
It's good to have you back, as always, Tamar. One of the things that I want to ask you first is your thoughts on why immigration wasn't more of an issue in this last election cycle.
Well, I'll talk about that in a minute, but let me just say, in a funny way, even though the candidates didn't talk about it, it is turning out to the election is having big consequences for whether or not the president and Congress want to touch the issue. Even though they never discussed it, because Latinos voted, with so many more Latinos came out to vote this time than last time and made such a decisive difference in several southwestern states.
For the Democrats.
It is going to, even though it was almost never discussed, the election is going to have big consequences, or potentially big consequences, for what happens on the issue. So, you know, going back to why they didn't talk about it, because basically McCain and Obama agreed, and they also feared
what did they agree on? Help remind us of that.
They both support the kind of reform that President Bush and the 110th Congress tried to pass, and that's a reform that legalizes the people already in the country.
Basically amnesty for the people who are already here.
Yeah, well, we try not to use that word because people have made
a flashpoint word, isn't it?
Yeah, well, because it implies that we're giving away citizenship for free,
right,
or legality,
right,
for free,
right.
And those of us who believe in the reform don't want to do that. We want to make people earn.
I think we should say we're going to pragmatize them.
Well, that's not a bad word. That's
See, because it's such
actually.
A pragmatic thing to do. Let's just pragmatize
that's
them.
A great word.
What do you
that's
think?
A great
you can quote me on. You can quote me on that one, Tamar. I don't think there is such a word as pragmatized, but
no,
I just coined it. So,
but I get the point.
There is now.
So, but it combines that with enforcement, better enforcement. Let's not have this law where it's a nudge, wink, wink law, and also some provision, so that when the economy is booming again, there'll be a legal way for workers to come, and they won't have to come illegally. Both Obama and McCain were supportive of that. I would argue McCain more so, but both of them were supportive of it. So there wasn't much percentage in debating the fine points. And also, they were both worried that if they went too far in either direction on the campaign trail, they would alienate some voters. If you went too far in favor of reform, you'd win Latino voters, but you'd alienate some conservative, independent swing voters. And if you went too far against reform, you'd alienate Latinos.
Isn't it interesting, though, Tamar, that even though McCain probably was more of a supporter of the Hispanic issues, of the immigrants' issues, than Obama, the benefit accrued to Obama.
Yeah, that's right, and that was
talk about
a shame.
Talk about something being unfair.
Mostly because the Republicans, entirely because the Republicans in Congress, in the House in particular, had been so viciously anti-immigrant that they'd just alienated
he was guilty by association, wasn't he?
Exactly. And even immigrants who you know, some more established immigrants, right, people who've been here 10, 20 years, they're ambivalent about whether more people should be coming in the future. But the way the Republicans in Congress talked about it, where it didn't sound like they were talking about an issue. It just sounded like even native-born and Latinos could hear the hatred in their voice.
Almost made them feel like it was racist talk, didn't they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it tainted the brand. It tainted the party. And McCain suffered.
Yeah. So what do you think, back to your first point, though, what do you think the Obama administration and the 111th Congress are going to do about the immigration situation?
Well, the big question is going to be when. I think they're going to do it. They're going to attempt to make a push for this kind of reform at some point. And the big question is when. Are they going to try to do it in the first year? Or is the economy and other, you know, more burning issues going to get in the way? Or are they going to wait until, let's say, after the midterms, which would be 2011?
He needs to bank all the political capital. He needs to do it when he's got the most political capital, right? Because it's going to burn through some political capital to get this done, isn't it?
Well, that's right, but there's one argument for doing it soon. There's an argument for saying do it early on and make it part of a big progressive agenda, and you know, do it for Latinos and make it a signature issue. But of course, you know, we're in the middle of the worst downturn in memory.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the administration realizes the difficulty here, and they're preparing for the possibility of going either way. There's one of the transition. There's seven substantive committees on the transition team, and one of them is immigration. So you've got a team on the economy and a team on health care, a team on immigration. And they
are you advising that team? Are you involved
in
that team at all?
I've been in to see them. Yep. And they're
I'm not surprised.
They're very shrewd. They're very capable, shrewd people, and they are preparing a plan. So I think, you know, the question then is going to come. You know, we've got a plane. We've got a number of policy planes, so to speak, ready to take off. Which one goes when? You know, how do we scramble them?
Don't you think that one of the best ways for them to incorporate this into an early part of his first term, would be to show this as a way to improve the economy, to throw it in as an economic benefit?
Absolutely.
And I want to, when we come back, I'm going to set you up for that again when we come back after the next break and let you talk about that. But when you go back to the White House and talk, or back to the office of the president-elect, and you talk to that committee, you use the pragmatized word on them. See what they think about that and let me know. Stand by, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the mothership. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, and my blog, which is jimsblog.biz, You can check all those out individually, or if you just go to the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can link there to the blog, you can link over to the knowledge base, you can find all the other things we do there on the main site, including my newsletter, which you can subscribe to, and we'll get you fixed up on Sunday, every Sunday afternoon, now in our 10th year of the newsletter. We haven't missed a week in over 9 years now, and so you'll get it on Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Tamar Jacoby is our guest. We're talking about immigration. What's immigration going to look like in 2009, 2010? Well, really for the whole four-year period of the Obama administration, at least we probably shouldn't go any further than 2000 through 2010, because that's when the 111th Congress will go away and the new one will come in. Who knows what could happen there?
Absolutely. But before we predict ahead a few months. Yeah.
Exactly. Before we go there, though, I want you to remind us about how we can find you online and your Immigration Works USA organization.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org. It's a nonprofit that's organizing and trying to rally small business owners to get involved in the immigration debate.
Absolutely. And Tamar, back to my question about, you know, wouldn't now be a perfect time for them to craft some kind of a of a logical and pragmatic approach to the immigrants, where Obama could say, look, folks, these people are here, they're already working, they're contributing. You know, maybe you can disagree with why they got here and whether they should be here or not, but there's nothing we can do about that. Pragmatically, they're here. We got to deal with it that way. And so, but if we made these people citizens overnight, they could start paying taxes tomorrow. That would mean that would put this much money in the bank, in our accounts. If they became legal tomorrow, they could take their driver's licenses and their credit cards, and they could go buy from your stores tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera. And look, and then come up with some number that would mean for the economy. Isn't now the only time to do that?
That's exactly right. It will not happen unless the president can come up with a way to argue that this is part of an economic recovery, that we want to get these people into the system and paying into the system.
They're already here. Why don't we get the benefit from them?
Exactly. And, I mean, the truth is 60-70% of immigrants are paying most of their freight and taxes. But, you know, that leaves out 30%.
How are they doing
that? Most people
they got green cards?
Have fake documentation. Oh. Now, most people have fake Social Security cards, right?
So they're paying taxes on fake, but they're losing because it's not accruing to them.
Exactly. So usually don't go mm-hmm. in and try to take it out under the same false name they pay it in under.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they, of course, they pay sales tax, and if they live somewhere, they rent. Even if they rent, they pay property tax.
Yeah.
So they do pay significant. I mean, even right now, to say though they're not paying taxes, that's not true. But it's also true that if they became legal, then more of them would be close to 100% would be paying in taxes.
Right.
And they'd be paying their full freight. And as you say, they'd be the potential for consumption would probably go up, and the potential for undermining American workers by not having any bargaining power, that would go down. So there's a strong case to be made that it would be good for the economy.
Let me ask you another question. Wouldn't that group of people also be a good check on future immigrants? Aren't they the people whose jobs the new immigrants would be taking? Potentially?
Well, the point that, yeah, but the problem
is that,
the,
does that make
as
sense?
Long as the economy is growing, see, as long as the economy is growing, we are going to need more unskilled workers than we as a country are producing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the rub, actually, of doing a reform this year. I mean, God knows, I hope we Obama does move sooner rather than later. But the difficulty of trying to pass reform in the middle of a recession is that people are going to say, gee, we probably don't need any new workers. The ones that are here are plenty. And the truth is, the ones that are here are plenty for now. The ones that are here are plenty for during the recession. But as soon as the economy starts to grow again, as soon as we start to build houses, as soon as people start to eat out in restaurants.
And tomorrow, the Gen X group is going to be bigger than the baby boomers.
That's true,
the people under 20 are bigger. My point, though, is none of their parents are raising them to pick vegetables.
Exactly, or be bus boys.
Or to lay some. You just have to say it that way.
Right, that's exactly right. And so the problem of passing reform this year, it'll be a little bit like trying to fix your roof in a drought, right? People are not going to anticipate what it's going to be like when it starts raining,
right.
And what I mean
right.
by raining, when the economy starts to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a little bit of a, I mean, it's still, you know, I think there's a real chance that Obama will move to do it this year.
They're developing a sweeping
good argument.
They're developing a sweeping grand package, aren't they, for a big idea type of package, bunch of big ideas together.
Well, yeah,
this is probably going to be one of them, isn't it?
Well, who knows how they'll link them or what it will be, but, yeah, I think this will be one of the steps or one of the flowers in the bouquet, so to speak.
And we will – I know you're advising them. I know you meet with the president-elect all the time, and so just, you know,
we'll
be sure to –
that far, but I happen to see them.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org, ladies and gentlemen, is Tamar's website, and hope you check that out and support her organization. Tamar, I know you'll keep us posted on how things go this year, and we appreciate – this next year,
great
I should
to
say.
Be here.
Happy
great
New
to
Year.
Be here. Thank you. Same to you.
Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back with another outstanding, lovely, and talented lady, Barbara Weltman. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.